Some residents in Whakatū Nelson are still waiting for their homes to be repaired 6 months after they were displaced by flooding. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins visited today to check in on its recovery, including protection works along the Matai River. He also met with slip-affected residents in the Tahuna Nui slip zone. Samantha G was there.
A dose of reality when it comes to flood recovery from Prime Minister Chris Hipkins, who touched down today in Nelson.
There aren't quick fixes, there aren't overnight solutions to some of the issues that they'll be grappling with. I think one of the strengths of having those connectors, those people to help navigate the system, is that they can make sure that people know what they're dealing with. They can give them a more realistic expectation of the sorts of timeframes involved. I think people, if they know what the timeframes are, they can plan accordingly.
There are still 16 red-stickered homes and 69 with yellow stickers following the floods in August. Greg Bate and Ellie Finn's house remains yellow-stickered while they wait on geotechnical plans for a palisade wall to stabilise their land after it shifted. Ellie Finn says while there has been good support, it's been complex.
But none of us could figure out EQC, and that was the big thing. And I mean, we're still talking to neighbours and we're still saying, well, I think we do, and I think this, and oh no, but... So it's just not clear, and it's, for me, it's like having to get a master's degree in algebra or something to try and understand it.
Greg Bate wants to see more climate change action and raised his concerns with the Prime Minister.
I feel like National, and now maybe being joined by Labor, are sort of kicking the can down the road on solving the bigger issues, and we don't want to just be focusing on fixing this little problem, that little problem. It really is time we had some big action for our grandkids to try and solve these things happening sometime in the future. I know it's a long process, but we've just got to get on with it.
Further along on the Tahuna Nui Hills, John Rusin's home was initially red-stickered, but he's been allowed back in after more inspections. Others haven't been so lucky.
The process has been dragging on, and I know it's been going on for a number of people around the neighbourhood, so it can't be like the earthquake in Christchurch. You know, we need to learn from those events, and we need to start saying there's people's lives here, and they need to get back to their homes and find some answers.
John Rusin wants the government to make it clear where houses should and should not be built. As for new builds in the Tahuna Nui slump zone, he says the community should be consulted.
You need to come up with a new set of rules that include setbacks and the way you're going to put in the structure of a house or a building, whatever, and that some areas simply need to be permanently restricted from building.
Nelson Mayor Nick Smith says while good progress has been made on insurance payouts, over 50 properties were affected by landslides, and those are the tricky and difficult cases that will take some time to work through.
There are some properties in Nelson, in the Tahuna Nui slump area, where we may need to not be in a position to rebuild into retreat. They are a small number, but I have been talking today with the Prime Minister about some of the new legal instruments that we need, not indifferent to climate change, around managing that sort of retreat.
Chris Hipkins says Nelson is making great progress after last year's flooding, and that experience will be built into the recovery from Cyclone Gabrielle.